This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, plus all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And if you follow us on Facebook, it's the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, because right now, if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can go right there and hear the show live streaming with the link that's right towards the top of the page. Listen here, and the link's right there. Click on it, and boom, you're there. And that link then becomes a loop all day long to place the show over and over and over again till the next new show comes along. All right, joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend in the not-so-warm but not-so-cold peninsula of Florida up there in the Panhandle, and that would be none other than Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you what. It's a balmy 55 degrees here right now. And we got a lot of people from Philadelphia over there in the porch right now with the big Eagles jerseys on because they're here for the big game on Sunday. And I mean, they're everywhere, Frank. They're everywhere.
It's a little chillier up here than there, but it's a lot warmer than the guy who called you from Bangor, Maine.
Oh, God.
Ten below zero.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He was in good spirits.
God bless him, because whenever I was outside at 10 below zero, I was not in good spirits. I'm glad I don't do that anymore.
No, especially if you were in fire gear, because you wound up with more ice on you than there was in the building.
It was picturesque, but you're right.
How come, it was like, how come I suddenly weigh 100 pounds more than I did? But anyway, that's a story for another day. Okay, let's go with the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I think they need a little religion in the White House because they really lost it yesterday, Joe and Jen and Kamala. I mean, they weren't a happy group of campers after the Supreme Court decision came down.
No, I mean, it was a split decision, but they just get cranky whenever they don't get their way.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that's not the way government is supposed to be. Federal government is supposed to be about compromise, especially in Congress, but also in the White House. The White House is supposed to execute things. They're not supposed to be mandating and creating things. So halfway, SCOTUS got it right. And it's about time that they acted like an independent third branch of government, considering the things that are constitutional. I don't agree with the fact that they upheld the other mandate, you know, but I do understand because it's got federal money attached to it, there's a little more leeway.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the executive branch shouldn't be making mandates about your health at all. So I have 50% on the SCOTUS ruling yesterday. You know, maybe they're waking up. Maybe.
Yeah, there's a lot of maybes and maybe. Okay.
Yeah, you know, the SCOTUS has been politicized for quite a while now. To the point where they have an agenda. It either goes left or it's right. That's not supposed to be. The Supreme Court of the United States is only supposed to be concerned about constitutional issues as it applies to the Constitution, not as it applies to an agenda. The executive branch is simply supposed to execute the laws that are passed. They're not supposed to be imposing the regulations that they do, the policies that they do through regulation and through mandate. That's something that came to us through the Wilson administration when they decided experts know best, so we'll let the bureaucracy have the power of making law through regulation by not really having Congress really fully flesh out all of the laws that get signed into law. Mm-hmm. We'll let the regulators flesh out the minutia of the laws that are passed. And now, today, you look at the text of the language of laws that come out of the past legislation that comes out of Congress that come to the president's desk, and there's so much room for interpretation that the bureaucracy runs the country now, not the people we elect to office. It's never the way we were supposed to be, and that's where Biden's getting away with his mandates. There's a lot of wiggle room there now.
Well,
it shouldn't be that way.
That's because we are, to listen to them, that's because we are a direct democracy where three wolves and a sheep vote on what we have for lunch.
Yeah, and
but that's not what we are. That's not what we are.
No, we're not. We're a constitutional republic that uses a democratic process.
Mm-hmm.
And the constitutional republic was specific by the framers because they knew they hated pure and direct democracy because it didn't protect the rights of the minority. And that's why we are a constitutional republic, a representative form of government, a republic, because democracy is mob rule. 51% wins, 49%, we don't care. You can't do that.
Okay, hold that thought because this republic has got to take a break because it says so on my log. And we'll be right back with more with Frank Solano from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Check it out.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got?
Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are, and thank you very much, Frank, and we'll get to Frank in a minute. Want to let you know that it's just absolutely amazing to me how Moss Nissan, and that's Moss spelled M-A-U-S, gets their customers from all over the panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, and by the way, up the East Coast, not to forget about the Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. It all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, don't forget, you can't beat the selection at Moss. Several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles are there right now awaiting your inspection. Trade-ins? Oh, boy. Wait till you hear this. You may or may not know that your trade-in, your vehicle you're driving right now, if it's in good shape, could be worth up to 37 to 40% more than what the Blue Book says. So you can upgrade your ride now, get more money for your car, or maybe you want to sell your car outright. Maybe you got two cars, and you want to get rid of that second car right now because gasoline's going out of sight. This is the time to do it. Moss Nissan will write, it'll buy it from you, write you a check. And again, the better condition it's in, the more money it's worth. So, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, they have locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue, right here in Tampa. They're building a brand-new Moss Nissan up there in Brooksville. It ought to be open in about a month, maybe 5 to 6 weeks at the most. And we'll be up there for the grand opening when they get that going. And remember the motto, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Don't forget, they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We got to talk about one of your favorite subjects ever because she's from Chicago. or up near there somewhere. And that's Ms. Hillary. Because Democrats, the rank-and-file Democrats, as well as some of the voters, are now seriously taking a look, and I can't believe this, taking a look at Hillary coming to save the day because they know Joe Biden ain't going to do it.
Well, this is also orchestrated. Bill came out and said she's the most qualified person in the history of the United States to be considered for president, and she's suddenly getting some news cycle stuff here as the great left oracle about what the rank and file elected Democrats should do to get reelected.
Yep,
I believe her statement last Sunday was about what they have to do to win elections in
yep.
difficult areas. She didn't say that they should massage the way they think about representing people. Just massage the way you think about winning elections in difficult areas.
Mm-hmm.
And she came out straight forward and said, hey, if we don't have Democrats in control of Congress and control of the White House, nothing's going to happen good for the country. So we have to win in those difficult areas. You know, that's win at all costs, slash and burn politics. That's Alinsky politics. And we shouldn't be surprised. She's an Alinsky accolade.
Yep.
You know, she wrote her thesis on Saul Alinsky when she was at Wesley, and weren't allowed to see that. I think it's going to be sealed until she's been embalmed for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, why Democrats insist upon running people for office who have lost before
mm-hmm.
is beyond me. And I wrote a piece on this over at undergroundusa.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from Beto O'Rourke, who lost for Senate. Now he's running for governor of Texas because, mm-hmm. well, his ideas are so darn good that, you know, he lost. Let's do it again. You got Stacey Abrams in Georgia who lost, but hey, let's do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary Clinton, who's run for president twice, lost twice. Once in her own party, once to Donald Trump. But now, you know, we got to consider her again because she's the most qualified person for the job. So it seems to me that a prerequisite for running for office as mm-hmm. a Democrat is to make sure you lose elections.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you mentioned Stacey Abrams. Is there anybody other than me that actually thinks that she had a scheduling conflict and couldn't make it because of the scheduling conflict? We haven't heard a word, not a word, out of Stacey Abrams since Joe Biden was there.
I don't think that her mouthpiece who said that even believes that she had a scheduling problem.
Mm-hmm.
Stacey Abrams had to stay away from Joe Biden because, as you're going to see getting into the midterms, he's radioactive.
Mm-hmm.
No one in this party wants to be seen as standing with a stage on him or Kamala Harris. They are radioactive.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have, again, a losing candidate like Stacey Abrams,
mm-hmm.
who is incredibly divisive, everything she supported throughout the non-gubernatorial term that she had, remember, mm-hmm. She won and she was governor, but she really wasn't governor because she really didn't win.
Right.
You know, everything that she supported was radical
yep.
and divisive. So here's a woman who's been screaming vote, 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 voter fraud, voter fraud, voter fraud, voter suppression, voter suppression. And the president comes to your backyard to talk about voting reform and what you had a dental appointment? What'd you have? What was on your schedule that you couldn't meet the President of the United States talking about your signature topic?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Were you eating donuts? What? Writing a book? What could it be?
Mm. Writing a love story.
You write a love story. Maybe she's watching her stories. Who knows?
Well, we're going to keep it on women here because we've got the Baltimore State's attorney who was indicted by a federal jury. She's being hit for a bunch of money, too. It's quite a story going there. This is not the first rodeo for people getting in trouble up here in Baltimore.
No, it's not. And, you know, you said we're going to stay on women. We're not misogynists. They just happen to be in the news this morning.
Correct. All three of them.
You know, this I believe her name is Mosby.
Yes, it is.
She's the Baltimore City State's Attorney. She's supposed to be the number one legal eagle top in the city of Baltimore and in Baltimore County. And she gets federally indicted for fraud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a woman who has been pro no cash bail.
Mm-hmm.
She has lobbied to decrease penalties for things like drive-by shootings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're saying that, yeah, I'm the prosecutor and I'm supposed to be upholding the law and making sure that our city is safer,
mm-hmm.
and that the criminals are punished. But where, you know, drive-by shootings really aren't that serious of a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Should we really be doing the severe thing on that? I believe the mm-hmm. no cash bail and maybe some lighter sentences for drive-bys. This woman, if she's guilty,
mm-hmm.
and I tend to believe she is, I know I'm going against the innocent until proven guilty thing,
right.
but I've been watching her and she's dirty. Mm-hmm. You know, she's gonna look good in orange.
All right, I got one more woman, and we got to bring up the music for her. Here it goes.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Oh, yes, the sexy one herself, Kamala Harris, who was asked a question yesterday, and she said she doesn't care about 2024. She was asked whether or not there would be a Biden-Harris ticket. She says, I don't care. She snapped at the reporter, looked at him like she was going to just cut him in half.
You know, the longer she's in office, maybe it's because we're being exposed to her, but it seems to me that the longer she's in office, the more annoying her voice gets. I've never heard a woman with a more annoying voice in my life.
I thought it was
and
a laugh.
That's kind of, her laugh is even worse. but she sounds like some side of caricature of somebody with a nasal problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her numbers are so bad she has to start covering for herself because if the Democrats, one, they're not going to go with Biden. Something's going to happen where Biden's not on the ticket, whether it's a challenge or whether he says, I my health won't let me. He's already set the stage for that one.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to run Kamala Harris. She is just the most unlikable and divisive figure the Democrats have.
All right, now you're going to stick around for another segment.
In there.
You're going to stick around for another segment, so hang on. We'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Check it out, and we'll be back.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's vaccine mandate at large companies. The justices at the nation's highest court said the mandate exceeded the Biden administration's authority. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday denied parole to Sirhan Sirhan, the Palestinian refugee serving a life prison sentence for assassinating U.S. presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. Buckingham Palace is reporting Britain's Prince Andrew has returned his military affiliation to Queen Elizabeth II. This comes a day after the royal's lawyers failed to persuade a U.S. judge to dismiss a civil lawsuit that accuses him of sexual abuse and possibly tying him to the Jeffrey Epstein lifestyle.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
The prince on the BBC in 2019. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and Mark Walters, you can catch on the weekend here on many of these same stations. He comes on live Sunday night with a Monster Fest at 8 p.m., and then again, he's got his Daily Defense Show, which is on Monday through Friday at 4 in the afternoon on many of these same radio stations. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team, and I talked to them the other day, talked to Pete Talbot the other day, and the thing about me and Relief Factor is I've been taking this product for 7 years, and I take it because of the alternative, and the alternative was to have to take Mobic and Flexeril, which are regulated narcotics. And in order to take that, it was to keep the swelling down in my foot, my ankle, and the pain down from wherever it decided to follow me around to. But it had side effects, and I couldn't stand it. And it got to the point where I said, that's it, I'm done. So my first choice was Aleve, and I probably took a dozen Aleve a day, six in the morning, six at night, and that is probably the worst thing you can do for yourself. So don't ever do that. And then I heard the commercial for Relief Factor. And it was my buddy doing it, right around the corner from where I'm sitting. So I decided to try it. Never looked back. And I'll tell you what, the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support my body's natural response to fight the inflammation and the pain that I have. And it really works, or I would not be talking about it. It's 100% drug-free. It's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And I do take it twice a day, every day, so it stays in my system. Now, it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start, and you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. 1995, 3-week quick start. It worked for me. You'll know in 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you. And I'll bet you, it probably will. All righty. Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, is back with us. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
By the way, Ms. Mosby, Marilyn Mosby, got into trouble because she took money out of her pensions, her hardship money out of her two different pensions she had. And she used them, because she was in such a hardship, to buy a vacation home in Kissimmee, Florida, and another one on Longboat Key, right down here, Sarasota County, just over the bridge. And she got caught.
Yeah, and everybody, you know, let's be crystal clear about this. She was a city employee.
Yep.
Baltimore City. So they didn't close shop. Her paycheck never stopped.
Nope.
What was the hardship? I guess it was she just needed the money to be able to buy. You know, have you priced land in Longboat Key lately?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So, you know, maybe after she gets out of prison, she'll be able to flip it and make a little bit of a profit on it if, in fact, she gets to keep it.
Yeah, they're talking 3 years right now, so we'll see. Now, speaking of money, your friendly Internal Revenue Service collected federal tax collections in the first 3 months of fiscal 2022, which included the months of October, November, and December 2021, because the fiscal year starts on October the 1st, ends September 30th. The collections set a new record. They topped $1 trillion. Get this, $1,051,873,000,000, according to the monthly Treasury statement, which was released yesterday.
Now, aside from the fact that that's all that the federal government should be spending in that time frame,
right.
If you want to be fiscally responsible,
mm-hmm.
you've got to say that, you know, if they have it set up automatically that your taxes come out of your check and go to the IRS,
mm-hmm.
every time you get a paycheck, they should be able to process refunds at least within the year that they're supposed to process them.
Mm-hmm.
But I know people who are still waiting for tax refunds from 2 years ago because the excuse they give is that they just don't have the manpower because of COVID to process your tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, federal government gets to make interest on your money.
Right. And so I know people in the same boat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. While you're getting taxed for the next year because they don't have enough people to process refunds, they'll use the IRS to go after political people that they don't like. That's what they're using manpower for. But when it comes to processing your tax returns so that you can get your refund back, the money that is yours.
Mm-hmm.
It was yours when they took it out of your paycheck. It belongs to you. When it comes to getting you your money back, so maybe you could apply that refund to the taxes they're going to suck out of your wallet the next year? Well, they just can't get around to that.
Mm-hmm.
We can make sure we're looking at nonprofit organizations because they might be too political. We can spend manpower hours on that. We can spend manpower hours on things. Everything else under the IRS purview.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't figure out how to make sure in the digital age that when you file your income taxes, you can get your money back. But yet they'll crow about, hey, we made $1 trillion last quarter.
Yeah.
How about you take care of the tax refunds, guys? Because this is the best argument that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
To say, you know what, every election cycle when we hear the people running for office vowing that they're going to push for tax reform,
mm-hmm.
vowing that they want to make sure that it's easier for people to file taxes, make it simpler,
mm-hmm.
no more 7-billion-page tax code where everybody gets a carve-out who's ever given a political contribution.
Yeah.
How about we do it?
Yeah, well, you and I talked a while ago about, what was it, a flat tax?
A flat tax, fair tax, anything that takes the manipulation and unequal taxation away. That's in the Constitution, by the way. We're not supposed to have unequal taxation of the people, yet we have a progressive tax code, which is unequal taxation.
All right, let's go to the phone line. We got Ian on the line. And, Ian, you got a minute, so go for it.
Yeah, he's ranting about taxes, and he's right, but you guys are wrong about one thing, respectively. Flat tax, fair tax, no, we don't need that. We don't need an income tax at all, period. End of story. We need to revert back to the way it was before 1913. No income tax. It is inherently Marxist and communistic and unconstitutional. And, oh, by the way, let me let the cat out of the bag. The federal government, and I'm only talking about the federal government, doesn't even need an income tax to function anymore. They got a central bank called the Fed that creates money out of thin air. The only reason why they got an income tax is because it empowers the Gestapo called the IRS that they can sick on us and present the illusion that we have some say in our so-called democracy because we pay taxes. The only taxes that matter is what you pay to your state,
okay,
local, in your county.
We're running out of time.
Bye.
All right, thank you. Okay, Frank, you got about 20 seconds.
Well, Congress does have the power to levy taxes, so I don't know if I agree with that. We got to be careful about doing any kind of value-added tax, because that's you see what happens with that in Europe.
Yeah.
But we're well past the age where the federal government doesn't need money to actually function. We have a military that's second to none.
Mm-hmm.
And they've overstepped their authority in the common good with the Commerce Clause, and now they have their fingers in everything.
Mm-hmm.
What I do agree with is we should the onus on your taxes should be in the states.
Right.
The federal government, their tax should be minuscule to you, and it should only be for the things that benefit each state, not their idea of the common good.
Mm-hmm.
So your state taxes should be the ones that touch your wallet.
And you know the way it works in our state right here. You know the way it works in Florida. The tourists pay the tax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we are citizens of the states. The states have a compact to come together to agree to create and allow a federal government.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we should be looking at how we do revenue for things that we do as a federal government,
mm-hmm.
not to the individual. We're a consumer nation. Yet we don't take advantage of how we fund our federal government by our strength. We do it by our weakness. And that's backwards thinking.
Okay, have yourself a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you on Monday, and maybe it'll be warmer.
Who knows? Stay low, my son.
All right, that's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that he has to say.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Alrighty, that's the lovely Kathy that just did that for us. And thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. And this portion of the program is my conversation with the Sports Zone quarterback himself. That's none other than Patrick Hyland. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And, of course, when he's working 9 to 5 or whatever during the week, sometimes it's 9 to 9, this is what he does then.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback, here you are. What's up?
Hey, Captain. Good morning. Good morning, America. I was blessed to be on the show. Great weekend. Playoff football. I love it, Captain. Some great games. Going to have Dallas Cowboys playing the San Francisco 49ers. Going to have some just really good games out there. Monday night, we're going to have the Rams and Cardinals. So I'm digging that. And then everybody thinks a lot of these games are going to be pushovers, and they're not. Buffalo taking on New England. Now, the weather is going to be cold up in Buffalo. The last time they played, it was cold and windy, and Buffalo couldn't really move the ball. I think it's going to be a different game this weekend, and we shall see.
It was 10 below zero in Maine a couple hours ago when one of our truckers called in from up there. So, yeah, it's going to be cold north.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you betcha. The Buffalo Bills fans, they're great fans up there, as you're well aware of, and they'll support the team, and everybody will be there. And I think they'll pull it off. And then Kansas City's taking on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh always plays tough in the playoffs, but Kansas City on paper is so much better than Pittsburgh. I just don't see how they can do it. But, hey, it's always decided on any given Sunday, like we always talk about, Matt. And I'm looking forward to it. And a very interesting game. You know, the Bucs, everybody feels they're going to kill Philly. Like, it's not even going to be a game. Well, don't be surprised. You know, Philadelphia, you know, is going to come down here and give it their best. The first game they played, Tampa Bay pretty much manhandled them, but they only lost by 6 points. So, well, for all the people out there who look at that sort of thing, it'll be a closer game, I think, at the end than what it'll determine how bad which team was beat.
Depends on the weather.
Depending on the weather. Yeah, on the weather, too. If it, you know, rains and Tampa won't be cold, it'll be in the high 60s, which in Florida is a little chilly because of being on in the middle of the Atlantic and the Gulf. But it should be fine. If it rains too much, then Philadelphia runs the ball very well. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers run defense is the tops in the National Football League. So it should be an interesting matchup. And then the Raiders, after that dramatic overtime win against the Chargers on Sunday night football, they will be taking on the Cincinnati Bengals with Joe Burrow's looking great with his wide receiver from LSU, Jamar Chase. They're doing well together. They did well in college. Now they're doing well in the pros.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Mixon's running the ball well.
I want you to listen to the weather forecast for Tampa for Sunday in the morning. This is right now, the weather forecast. Showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then partly cloudy late. It'll be windy. Storms may contain strong gusty winds. High 68 degrees. Winds west-southwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour. Chance of rain, 90%.
Well, I hope it blows over, you know, late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. They do kick off at 1 o'clock. I wish the game was kicked off later at 4, but it is what it is. And
well, because of that weather forecast, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The weather forecast, Captain. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I would go that route.
Now, let me ask you a question. We get thunder and lightning going on, they won't be on the field when that happens, right?
No, they'll have to go in the locker room and they'll have the fans go to the corridors. Well, let's hope that doesn't occur. That's more normally, Captain, of a summer day in Tampa Bay, late summer, August, September is when a lot of that time that happens. So let's hope that doesn't occur by all means to mess it up. But that's normally the weather pattern in Tampa with the lightning. So we shall see, though. I hope not.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking about LSU, I want to do a shout out to the Georgia Bulldogs. Let's give them credit.
You bet.
For winning the national championship.
You bet.
You know? Mm-hmm. So congratulations to them. It's been over 40 years. So I know a lot of fans up there in Athens and Atlanta who pulled for them and all over Georgia. So congratulations. And Alabama, hard fought game, but Georgia came back in the fourth quarter with them. Avengers, 2 minutes. Nick Saban did a nice job in the press conference with his players. I respected that. So I'd love to see college football get back to the old days, Captain, of respect and getting these kids right.
Oh, yeah.
It seems to be minor league football now, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Just another avenue of pro football. But things change in life, and you got to roll with them and go with them. And then see what happens. NASCAR will be around the corner here, Captain. Well, the audience will know enjoys that. You and I like speaking about it and watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully these guys can get the baseball situation in gear, because this is terrible. of how it's happening out there.
Yeah, well, you know, yesterday they had their first meeting?
Yeah, so let's hope they can work it out, Captain. I mean, geez, it's kind of crazy when billionaires and millionaires are fighting, isn't it? Makes you shake your head, but that's where we are in today's world, to say the least. A little local player, Captain, Kevin Knox, a basketball player from Tampa Catholic. He donated $7 million to Tampa Catholic for their arena and their basketball court. He might be traded from the Knicks to the Hawks, so he'd be closer to home. And it looks like it's going to happen. And also their first-round draft choice. So Atlanta really, really wants this kid, and hopefully it'll happen. So and hopefully that's where he wants to go, because I don't know what the Knicks are going to do here in the future for the basketball fans out there. So.
All righty. I will look forward to talking to you on Sunday, and go Bucks.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll talk Bucks. Please check out the show from 11 to 12 on this flagship station, 8:50 a.m. in the Tampa Bay area, from Sarasota, Port Charlotte, all the way down there, all the way up to Crystal River, all the way out to Lakeland, Florida. So thank you, Captain. God bless, and have a wonderful day. And
all right. All right. That's Patrick Kylan, the Sports Zone quarterback, Sports Zone. By the way, you can go to Facebook and find the Sports Zone over there, too. Now, this final bit here is brought to you by the Dominic's Blinds and Decor people down in Sarasota. Now, of course, you want to stop down there at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam red, white, and blue and the American flag, too. You'll know you're in the right place. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Make sure you give them a call if you need to set up an appointment for service, 941-922-2345. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All that's going to save you a bunch of money. Well, we'll be back tonight with the weekend show. And remember, Monday through Friday, we're here from 2 to 6 a.m., live and in living color. You can hear us at different times around the country on the loop, because there's some stations that play us at different times in our live time, and that's fine. We have no problem with that. And then again, those of you listening overseas, because of the loop, when you hear us in Germany, when you hear us in the Middle East and whatnot, it's played at a different time so that you can hear us at night, even though it's daylight where we're at. Or whatever. Okay, I look forward to talking to you tonight. In the meantime, everybody, have a great day today. Be careful. Be safe. Stay warm up there in the north. Good God. You folks in Maine, put another log in the fire. And I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.